SBS हिंदी।
दोस्तों, मेरे साथ इस वक्त एक ऐसा शख्स है जो जिंदगी की सबसे बड़ी लड़ाई लड़ रहा है। मेरे साथ चांदनी हैं, जिन्हें ब्रेस्ट कैंसर हुआ है और वो इस वक्त इलाज से गुजर रही हैं। चांदनी, स्वागत है आपका।
हेलो एवरीबॉडी।
चांदनी, बताइए कि क्या हुआ, कैसे हुआ, कब हुआ?
ओके, सो माय नेम इज चांदनी रवि। आई एम अ 35 ईयर ओल्ड मदर टू टू ब्यूटीफुल चिल्ड्रन, अमृता एज्ड 7 एंड अभिनव एज्ड 2। नाउ अराउंड 10 मंथ्स अगो we were a normal family living a normal life in a very normal suburb in Sydney, and things were going very well until that one fine day. We were holidaying in Gold Coast with my children, and things were going as how you would expect it to go. On the last day of our vacation, while I was taking a bath, I found a lump on my breast, and that was the twist to our life. Our whole life changed from that moment onwards. I called my husband Anu, who was a pediatrician, to come and have a look at it, because I felt from my heart something wasn't right. We gave it 4 days to digest, and Anu thought something wasn't right at all. We went to our GP, who made us go for a mammogram and an ultrasound. The radiologist came back saying that I was carrying the triple negative breast cancer, which is the most aggressive type of breast cancer with a lesser survival rate. Mm-hmm. I couldn't take that news very well at all. I cried, I screamed, because I couldn't accept the news that why me in such a young age. 2 days later, we found that I was pregnant with our third child. We love children, and my children wanted to have more sisters and brothers. Mm-hmm. But sadly, I couldn't continue the pregnancy. I had to start my treatment, and for that, I had to let go of our third unborn child. And the very next week, after we came to know the news that I was pregnant, I had to say goodbye to that baby. Now, I wanted to go for the best treatment ever, and I was in a fortunate country like Australia, which gives the best treatment for cancer. I went for 15 chemotherapies at the Royal North Shore Hospital. It was not the easiest, and it was, in fact, the most challenging part of my life. I lost my hair. I became a chronic patient to arthritis, digestive disorders, and many, many side effects. Towards the end, I went for a double mastectomy. Basically, it was only one breast that was affected, my right breast. But because I'm a daughter of a breast cancer survivor, I knew that I would have it happening on my other breast too. And for the sake of my family, I decided to give up my other breast, and I went for a double mastectomy. So that's my story in summary.
Chandni, jab aapko pata chala इस बारे में, तो आपकी बेटी 7 साल की थी।
हाँ।
तो वो तो समझ रही होगी कि क्या हो रहा है, उसका क्या रिएक्शन था?
I am a daughter of a breast cancer survivor myself. My mother, when she first had breast cancer, I was 18 years old. And I know how hard it is for a child to take over such a massive news at a tender age. And my daughter, when she went through the same, when she became one of my carers, or some even 10 years younger than what I was. And I was very, very worried about my child. She was crying like anything. She thought that she's going to lose her mother. And that was a natural reaction. That time what I did was to comfort her and let her know that I wasn't going to die. Children only have one feeling that is whether their mummy is going to die or not. They don't want to know the details like us adults. We did have our moments, but I used to address it from time to time, regularly, making sure that her mummy is going to be around, although mummy is going through difficult times.
Chandni, aapko khud kabhi ye dar laga ki kya hoga? What are your worst fears?
Vivek ji, when I say my worst fears, I have seen as a first-time observer how it is to go through chemotherapy, because my mother and mother-in-law in 2008 went through cancer themselves. My mother the second time breast cancer, and my mother-in-law liver cancer. So I know that feeling and the fear you will go through when you have to go through such a difficult journey in your life. And that's exactly what I also had. When I came to know that I'm going to go through chemotherapy, my heart stopped, basically because I thought, I'm going to lose my hair, I'm going to look ugly, what is going to be my life from there, how my life, my relation is going to change with my children, with my with my husband, the pain I'm going to give. There was so much of fear within me. But then I knew one thing, I wanted to survive, I wanted to get through the end of the journey. And I stepped into this unknown world of chemotherapy. I'm not saying it was an easy process. It was one of the most difficult processes. I cried so much because I was so fearful of, you know, being ugly, being in the rawest form. But when I went into that journey, I found that it was not losing hair. Losing hair was one of the least dangerous symptoms of chemotherapy. Trust me, there were more difficult unknown events which were to happen in my life. On my fifth chemotherapy, I went into a life-threatening situation. My heartbeat stopped. My memory was lost, and my lungs were challenged, and I nearly lost my life. That is when I came back home, I had a fear for life. I used to cry almost at the eve of every chemotherapy, thinking whether I will make it or not, whether I will live to see my children. But by God's grace, I lived, and I am still here talking to you right now.
आपने अपनी कहानी को सिर्फ अपने तक नहीं रखा, इसको खासतौर पर फेसबुक ग्रुप के जरिए दूसरों तक पहुंचाया।
Yes.
क्या उससे कोई मदद मिली?
Yes, I am so thankful that I took a decision like that of keeping a Facebook diary. Being in the cancer journey, it is not easy to update everybody by telephone or by email. The best way is to keep a blog. Again, I believe that every incident in our life is for a particular reason. No incident in our life is an accident. I'd like to give you a specific example. The third chemotherapy, I started showing serious symptoms. That is, my intestinal lining all had disappeared and I was having burns. So my mother used to make medicines for me with aloe vera, and somehow we ran out of aloe vera that weekend. None of our neighbors had the aloe vera. And I just, my mom told me, why not put a request in the Indian Moms Connect and let ask them for aloe vera. I posted that day requesting for some aloe vera, and I thought maybe I might get a plant by the end of the weekend or something. That was, believe me, on Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. By around Saturday evening, 5:30, I received around 20 kilos of aloe vera from people all over Sydney. People from as far as Blacktown, which is around 45 kilometers from my house, drove to my house bringing me aloe vera. And I was so touched by the kindness and compassion. And that gave me the strength to start blogging my life. I started writing my day-to-day experiences and my journey in the Indian Moms Connect. And believe me, I actually experienced on first-hand kindness and compassion. I was so lucky to be a part of this kindness and compassion. In the name of an aloe vera, I was able to bring an entire community together. That is our Indian community. When you are battling serious illnesses like this, positive effects like a community support can actually make your recovery faster, sooner, and in a more qualitative manner.
Well, aap bahut bahadur hain चांदनी बहुत ब्रेव हैं, क्योंकि बात सिर्फ झेलने की नहीं होती है, उसके ज़रिए फिर दूसरों को प्रेरित करना भी एक बहुत बड़ा काम है। और आप जल्दी से स्वस्थ हो जाइए, फिर हम दोबारा बात करेंगे इन्हीं अनुभवों के बारे में।
थैंक यू जी।
आपका समुदाय, आपकी बातें, SBS हिंदी।
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।